فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت ولا عاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ورحمة إكرام الأزن دي بردز. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us another day to prepare for our akhirat and our qabr. And Hazrat Wala, our beloved Shaykh, says among barakatuhu that every day the person should check in his life that consciously what amal did I do today for my qabr? What did I do today consciously? Before my salah, did I make the intention that, Ya Allah, this salah is for my qabr. Because it is possible that tonight I might reach there tonight. This afternoon I may be in the qabr. So Allah has given me another morning, another day to prepare consciously, positively for my qabr to send ahead. Because every day we hear the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the qabr calls out, Ana baytul wahsha, ana baytul dud, that I'm a place of loneliness, of wilderness. That a person will come into the qabr all alone, nobody else with him. There's no emergency light. There's no plug in there. A person can put on some lights to take care of himself. Absolutely alone. The person will be there to answer on his own. Therefore, his entire mudhakara, his entire program and process of islah, of tazkiyah, so to remind a person every day of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make a dhikr daily, to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهُ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرَاتٍ. Allah Ta'ala praises those that make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day to the extent that when the person will go into the qabr and the first question will be posed, مَا رَبُّكَ. Because his mashq was so strong, his daily effort was so strong, that whatever nuskha prescription was given by the shaykh, he made amal upon it. When he came now to the final imtihad in the qabr and the question is posed, مَا رَبُّكَ, who is your Rabb? Now the heart will call out, رَبِّي Allah, that my Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because every day the practice was made, the mashq was made. And he programmed himself, he practiced that for that final imtihan in the qabr I will pass easily. So every day Allah has given us a new life to prepare for the qabr, for the akhirat. And Hazrat says that to prepare for the hisab kitab, the standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I will stand all alone before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and I'm going to be questioned. So to prepare for that final standing, وَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, that the person who fears standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah is before him every day, the manzar is there, that I am going to stand only before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ, and every day when the challenge will be put before him of his taqwa, he will put the power breaks of taqwa and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are power breaks. For us to come to the majalis and to recharge those breaks every time, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ, that he puts the power breeze of taqwa and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The steam in his heart is so much. The steam of the love of Allah ta'ala is so much in the heart that when something haram will come in front of him, some temptation is there, he will see the manzar and the scenario of the day of Qiyamah, he's standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now he'll put on his breeze of taqwa. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Jannah will be his final abode, forever and ever. Abu Hazim was asked at one time by the king, that Abu Hazim, we understand that akhirat is better than dunya. The hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, we read, one brick of gold, one of silver. Hazrat Wala says, we know of dunya, this is darul ghurur. The deception, is nothing real over here. If we remove all the paint and all the beautification, adornment that is on the brickwork, behind is only kacha ink. It's only bare brick, nothing else. Everything in this world has to be dolled up, has to be adorned, has to be beautified. Otherwise, everything besides that, behind everything else, is that thing is not real beauty. Whereas when it comes to Jannah, it is beauty in essence. Every brick of gold, of silver, the cement being musk. So everything is beautiful in Jannah. So the question was posed over Hazim, how is it that we know Akhirat is so beautiful? It's a reality. It's something which is true, is genuine. We understand it. But then to the heart doesn't yearn to go there. We still want to be in dunya. Although we know things are better that side. But how come is it that we still are clinging to dunya? So the reply he gave was, he said, عَمَّرْتُمْ دُنْيَاكُمْ وَخَرَبْتُمْ آخِرَتَكُمْ. When it comes to your dunya, you have invested everything in dunya. And your akhirat, you have spoiled it. There's nothing there to root to. You haven't built your palaces. You haven't planted your trees. But dunya, you have invested everything. So the heart is clinging to dunya. Like a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered the shop of a itarwala, a person selling perfume. And he begins to nod his head. So the shopkeeper, the owner of the shop that owns the attar shop, he asks the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the problem? So he says, I'm just thinking when the time of maut will come, that how will Malakul Maut pull out your heart from every bottle of itar in your shop? Because to every bottle of itar your heart is attached to it, to all your belongings. How is he going to pull it out from every bottle of itar? So the shopkeeper says to the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I wonder how you will pass away. He said, I have no ta'alluq mali wa li dunya. There's no contact between me and dunya. There's no ta'alluq. So he takes his shawl, he puts it down on the floor, he lies down, he reads his kalima, and his ruh leaves his body. There's no ta'alluq. So like this, a person now will make this fikr of akhirat daily. And he will program himself every day. That I have this journey to go through, I have to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safely. And our Hazrat says that that person who doesn't even have this fikr also, of his tazkiyah, of his islah, it never came into his mind that before I reach my qabr, I have to make this fikr, this positive conscious fikr of the islah of my heart. Before I reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when he goes into his qabr, what is going to happen to him? He never thought there was something, it's purifying my nafs, that I have to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before I reach my qabr. Imam Muhammad Ilyas Asad, rahmatullah, used to say that of source and how set upon that person, that his entire life he eats the rosy that is given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he never recognizes the hand that is feeding him. He goes into the qabr, he never recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore in this ayat, Allah ta'ala says that that person whom Allah ta'ala has opened his heart to Islam, there are signs for this, is a nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That these are signs for him that I am on the right path going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the person now he has al-inabatu ila dar al-khulud. That he has shauq and desire for the abode of eternity. That he knows I'm going to Jannah and his desire is towards that. وَتَجَافِ عَنْ دَارِ الْغُرُورِ. And his heart is disinclined from dunya. He has no time to think of the details of designing, of adorning, of the different specs and features. His heart is in akhirat. He is preparing, his building is akhirat. That person has signs in him now that he's on the highway to akhirat, to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's going towards that way, his journey is that way. He's just passing through this worldly life just to make his akhirat beautified and adorned. So when I go there, things are, that my akhirat is waiting for me. And what he says, that now he's preparing for his maut before maut can come. He's every day he's making fikr for his akhirat, for his qabr. These are signs in a person's life that now he's preparing for akhirat. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ. The destruction for those hearts, for those people, their hearts have become hard from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a sign. The person is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day, he's taking out time. And he's vacuuming the heart with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a sign that now you have inaba, you have desire for akhirat. So first you think now in my life that am I taking out daily time to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a sign that now I've turned away from dunya and I'm making the effort of the akhirat. That my heart is in akhirat daily. How beautifully Hazrat Wala says that a person every day there are thoughts going through his mind. The camera of the heart is always moving. The camera of the heart is always moving. From this car to that car, from this home to that home. Hazrat Wala says, when the camera of the heart comes to Medina to Munawwara, I stop it over there. I let it record. Because that is now our stage or our contact, our connection to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to akhirat. So daily to see a person now which way the heart is turning towards. Is it going towards dunya, towards akhirat? And how much effort a person is making? That a person is in his business also, but is it now that he's taking out time from his dunya for akhirat, or is he taking out time from akhirat for his dunya? That now his life is focused around the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From there he's taking out time. And now he's making his dunya ibadah. But my journey is towards the akhirat. Because I understand that that is the final place to go to. And the akhirat will be complete bliss. This world is just a passing phase. For a person to understand this, the person will have to live with kunu ma'a sadiqi, with the pious people. And see how their hearts are turned towards the akhirat. One person left the soul, and wali if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves as well, they bury him, they come back to his home, and they find written a letter. The letter, he says that in reality, oh my body, I mean shukr and I thank you for carrying me. He says, now this is a letter from the ruh to the body. And the ruh is saying to the body that shukriya, and thanks to you that you carried me for so many years. Now you will go into the sand, into the qabr, and I will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understood the reality of life, the ruh is the asal. To push the body as much as we can. To push the body as much as we can in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the body is going to the qabr. And the ruh will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this our mashayikh are saying, or Hazrat Wala is saying, that to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily. When a person sits and crosses his legs, they connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this consciously I am doing for my qabr. So when I will go in there, then the lighting will be done, the carpeting will be done, the curtains will be hung for me already, the windows of Jannah will be open, the bedding of Jannah will be sent. Like how we read every year in the month of Ramadan, Maut ki yaad. When the time of Maut will come and the person is prepared for it, 500 malaika will come, they will welcome him, and the bedding of Jannah will be laid out for him. And now he'll forget all the worldly life what he went through, all the mujahada and qurbani. But in this world also, Allah Ta'ala has made also what this gear so easy. They put our hands in the hands of Shaykh Kamil. And how beautifully will hold your hand and show you the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the understanding and reality and grant us his true love and muhabbat, inshaAllah. Surah Yasin will be khatam will be taken place now, inshaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل مراه جائك ميدان توهتوه 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 اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا Mm-hmm. الہی عطا ہو ذرہ درد دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اٹھا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں اے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا إله إلا الله. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آئے دم, تابت جانا چنی بھی بائے دم. اللہ جل جلال و تعالی شان. اللہ 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 کے شیرین استنا شیر شکر میش ود جانم تھا. اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا وہ جان ہے. اللہ 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 اللہ. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب. اللہ 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 اللہ. ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. الله 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 جل جلاله تعالى شأن. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا. سبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. اللهم لك الحمد لا نحصي ثناء عليك, أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك، وأتم علينا بنعمتك، وأسبق علينا من فضلك، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم اشف مرضانا وفك أسرانا وارحم موتانا وانصرنا على من عادانا. اللهم انصرنا على من عادانا. اللهم انصرنا على من عادانا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم اصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم اهد الناس والجنة جميعا. اللهم عافنا وعاف أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لنا واغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين يا رب. Ishraq Salam take place just now. People can read Ishraq at 2 rakat or 4 rakat. It comes in a hadith, something to this effect. A person after the Fajr Salah, if he sits and remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at his place, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him the reward of Umrah and Hajj. The word of Umrah and Hajj completes the reward of Umrah and Hajj. Allah rewards him. Jazakumullah.